Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Finally today, let's talk about baseball. Yesterday, Rick Porcello became just the fourth pitcher in Red Sox history to win the American League Cy Young Award. Pretty impressive for a guy who won just 9 games in 2015 and who started last season as the Sox number 4 pitcher. But this past season, he won 22 games, lost only 4, compiled a stingy ERA of 3.15, and he joins Jim Lomborg, Roger Clemens, and Pedro Martinez as the only Red Sox pitchers to win the prestigious pitching award. Joining us now is Gordon Eads. He's team historian for the Boston Red Sox and strategic communications advisor at the Fenway Sports Group. And welcome back to Radio Boston, Gordon. Good to have you.
Good to be here, Anthony.
So I'd love to ask you about Rick Porcello. He seemed to almost to come out of nowhere from a really mediocre season 2015 to the best American League pitcher. How do you explain or chart his turnaround?
Anthony, I think there's a couple of components in play here. First of all, I guess it's probably a bit of a stretch to say he came out of nowhere because, I mean, he was, after all, a first-round draft choice of the Detroit Tigers in 2007 and pitched pretty well for the Tigers in a rotation where he was kind of overshadowed by Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, two guys who've also won the Cy Young Award. He came to Boston last year, signed a huge contract before he'd even thrown a pitch for the Red Sox. And Anthony, you know what the territory is like here.
Yeah.
He began the season with an inordinate amount of pressure on his shoulders, and I think that played a role. The contract was a bullseye, and he had really the worst season of his big league career up to that point last year. I think what began to turn things around for him was at the end of July last year when he came back from a tricep strain. He missed some time pitching. He pitched pretty well at the end of last season, and I think he brought that kind of confidence into this year and was remarkably consistent.
Remarkably consistent, and I want to ask you about that because he's not a flamethrower. He doesn't blow hitters away with 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So to describe his pitching style and what accounts for that remarkable consistency?
Well, you know, I think what's interesting and a little bit ironic, I guess, is that last year, I think he tried to show that he still had a lot of hair on his fastball and tried to be a power pitcher. But the key to his success has always been his what they call a two-seam fastball or sinker ball. And I think his overall mix of pitches became exceptional last year. You know, you throw in, you add the cutter to his repertoire, the curveball, the changeup, and we're talking about a guy who had phenomenal control. Anthony, he made 33 starts last season. He walked more than 2 batters in just one start. In Red Sox history, I did a little research this week, which probably doesn't surprise you, and there really were only 2 pitchers in Sox history who could match Porcello in terms of fewest walks, most strikeouts, and fewest hits per 9 innings. And that was Curt Schilling in 2004 and 2006, and Pedro, who had what I considered maybe the best season of any pitcher ever in 2000. That's pretty good company.
Pretty good company. And as we said, he joins Jim Lomborg, Roger Clemens, and Pedro Martinez as the only Sox pitchers to win the prestigious pitching award. So good company indeed. Gordon Eads, team historian for the Boston Red Sox and strategic communications advisor at Fenway Sports Group. Thanks so much for talking to us about Rick Porcello. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again for more Radio Boston tomorrow.